riverside. There's a place I wanna be. I'm gonna talk to the ferryman. He'll be expecting me. I'm crossing over now to the other side.
Listeners, the president of Tufts University.
This is Tony Monaco, and you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio.
Free. tristeza do coração não consegue compreender. E a mente não faz questão e nem tem forças pra obedecer. Quantos sonhos já destruí e deixei escapar das mãos. Se o futuro assim permitir, não pretendo viver em vão. Meu amor, não estamos sós, tem um mundo a esperar por nós. O infinito do céu azul pode ter vida em Marte. Então vem cá, me dá sua língua. Então vem, eu quero abraçar você. Seu poder vem do sol, minha medida. Então vem, vamos viver a vida. Então vem, senão não vou perder quem sou. Vou querer me mudar para uma life on faz questão, nem tem forças pra obedecer. Quantos sonhos já destruí e deixei escapar das mãos. Se o futuro assim permitir, não pretendo viver em vão. Meu amor, não estamos sós, tem um mundo a esperar por nós. O infinito do céu azul pode ter vida em Marte. Então vem cá, me dá sua língua. Então vem, senão vou perder quem sou. Meu poder vem do sol, minha medida. Então vem, vamos viver a vida. Meu bem, senão eu vou perder quem sou. Vou querer me mudar para uma life on
Alrighty, this is WFM in Medford, and at this late hour in the morning, we have Folgers Down Under with DJ C-Roll,
DJ Kate,
and DJ KP.
Hell yeah. We are super amped to be playing to you at this time in the morning. We just heard
Life on Mars by Sao Jorge. I don't know if that's how you say his name, but he's Portuguese. It's a nice interpretation.
And it's from Life Aquatic. Oh, yeah. For any Wes Anderson fans out there.
Ayo.
Nice. Yeah. Any connection to the Portugueseness or just like the
No,
the
I mean, I don't know. I'm sure there's a Wes Anderson reason as to why it's Portuguese. But it's just like a bunch of classic...
Wait, what film is it out of?
The Life Aquatic.
Oh.
What Kate just said.
Nice.
DJ Kate, my bad.
DJ Kate. It's Have you guys seen the trailer for the new Wes Anderson movie?
No.
What is it?
It's it's like Planet Dog or something like that. It looks so good. I'm very amped to see it. If you guys want to, if anyone, any listeners out there are looking to see that film,
any listeners on this fine 2 a.m. on Monday.
If you see the trailer, call in.
Give us your opinions. We want reviews.
Don't call in because we don't know how to operate the calling equipment yet.
In a couple weeks.
Give us a little while.
Check back in for sure.
Yeah.
Alrighty. So we're going to play another song, and then we'll be back with you in a sec. So this is Vroom Vroom by Namesake.
I don't skirt. It's like vroom vroom. My speaker's going boom boom. Way beep beep. Who got the keys? It's like vroom vroom. My speaker's going boom boom. Way beep beep. Who got the keys? Okay. I invite my lonely. Alright with me. Shotgun shimmy shoulder lean. They brush your shoulders off. Namesake send me happy beats. When I'm feeling down, I'm up now. Even round town, whiplash from carousel, slow down. Vanilla wafer interior, and I'm riding on 20s. It's like shimmy, shimmy, cocoa puff, then hand me my money. I don't skirt. It's like vroom vroom, my speakers going boom boom, way beep beep. Who got the keys? It's like vroom vroom, my speakers going boom boom, way beep beep. Who got the keys?
Move with the grace, yeah, keep my shoelace. I got the speed, laces of V, keep with the face, feel me? Yeah. She looking sweet, stayed overseas, cause she look great, wait. I got a show, I leave in a week, let's go on a date, yeah. Encore, encore, they all want more. Make sure you play my songs when you get the encore, be the encore. I want it all, she want a call, I know the difference, feel me? She fell in love, trips in the fall, I think she tripping, feel me? Yeah. Gas up the coupe, yeah, see me in route. And my speakers go boom, and my pull up so smooth. In that plane, Ja Rule, don't touch that, it's not cool. It's my car, I got rules, yeah. Vroom, vroom, I go, in my Honda, it go, yeah. On the highway, it go zoom, zoom, yeah. Skin lazy, see the fool,
I don't skirt. It's like vroom vroom, my speakers going boom boom, way beep beep. Who got the keys? It's like vroom vroom, my speakers going boom boom, way beep beep. Who got the keys?
Boom boom. Boom boom.
Little nuts and grains, I will miss.
next thought. This next thought will be the seed for our new belief, our new perception of a new world. Forgive any resentment. Release any anger. Dissolve any guilt. Reframe my regrets. Accept anything I may be resisting. Love away any fear. And walk through the doorway.
Just listen to Vroom Vroom by Namesake, Out of My System by My Morning Jacket, and Circle Lines by The Lonely Biscuits. picks from DJ KP and DJ Kate.
Yeah.
Nice one, guys. I picked from Rim, actually.
Everybody was represented.
Carol picked us, so by transitive property, Carol picked the tunes.
Wait, I was 100% reading about transitive property in this weird essay that I'm doing today, and I don't 100% get it. Am I an idiot?
I feel like.
Yeah, it's just like A is the same as B, and B is the same as C, so therefore A is the same as C?
Yeah, it's like A is equal to B, and B is equal to C, so therefore A is equal to C.
I see. Okay, that's what I thought.
So did you apply the transitive property correctly, Kate?
Well, we are equal to those songs. And Carol is
equal to us. So therefore, Carol is equal to those songs.
Someone in this room is taking logic. And it is not me.
It is not me.
I tell you all about truth functional. Truth. Validity.
Incredible stuff.
Tell us about absolute truth. Is that what it is?
Objective truth. Well, it doesn't
exist.
We've been hearing about that.
Is logic not like a really dry class?
You would imagine it would be, and I think it is.
But you're just loving it, thriving.
I kind of enjoy it. It's just like a dry, it's like math, you know? Yeah. Like, is math particularly juicy?
I love math. We love math.
Yeah, we love math.
Yeah, I don't get that.
Ask us about our 8:30 Calc 3 class that we woke up every single morning for.
Well, most of us anyway.
Most of us. One half of us in this room.
All of you. half of Carol and half of Kate.
Yeah, it's like a cracker that's kind of bland, but you put it in your mouth and it's really dry, but you kind of like it.
What?
Explain this analogy more, Kate.
I think I'm just alluding to my love of really dry foods.
I see.
That's not a desire I share, a love I share, but I appreciate the sentiment of us being crackers together. Isn't that like a racist name for white people that it just does not seem to ever come up, ever?
Cracker?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or like milk?
Never heard of milk before.
Something about milk? Because I don't know. Man.
I really love these two foods, but not in a racist way. I actually ate both today.
Kate lives a full, wholesome, variety-packed life.
Absolutely. Kate eats white people for breakfast.
What?
Okay, I'm getting warm.
So much discomfort.
Wait, guys, it's really snowing outside. Everyone who is listening in right now, look outside the window. It's snowing.
Everyone listening in. I don't see it. Oh, okay.
Wait, I can check if people are listening.
If it's 11 a.m. If it's 11 p.m. and you're in California, you don't have to look outside. But if you're, like, in the Northeast, you can look outside.
For sure.
How do I check?
I'm pretty sure that's always wrong.
Yeah, in all honesty, this might be our first show, so I might not know how to check how many listeners we have, but that's just a maybe from me.
You guys want to read a PSA?
Yeah, I could be down.
Can I?
Do you want to play a couple tunes?
Okay.
We'll play a PSA.
Okay. We'll revisit it.
Okay.
No, pick us out a really good one. I love doing crazy things with the PSAs, like the way that you read them out. It's a good time.
Okay, that sounds
fun. All right, so up next is Life is Water by the Sim Redmond Band. It's Kate's choice.
Thank you. beside her. Ooh, these emotions I never knew of some other world far beyond this place, beyond the trees above the clouds. Oh, I see before me a new horizon. I wanna know, can you show me? I wanna know about these strangers like me. Tell me more, please show me. Something's familiar about these strangers like me. Come with me now to see my world, where there's beauty beyond your.
Doing, guys? So we just listened to Strangers Like Me by Phil Collins off the Tarzan soundtrack, which is my fave to play at parties. Do not appreciate. And then we had Lovin' in My Baby's Eyes by Leftover Salmon, which was 100% DJ Kate.
Yeah.
In a very wholesome way.
You'll start to gain knowledge.
Yeah.
Our
slight insight.
Yeah.
Our weekly listeners will start to know everybody's music taste and our personalities based off of the music that we play.
Yeah.
This is exactly why we created Folgers Down Under. So our crushes could get to know us better on the archives. Hey,
I like how you switched to an American accent there, Carol.
Yeah, American Carol.
American Carol Down Under.
American Carol. All right.
All right, shall we?
Mm-hmm.
Time for a little public service announcement for walking.
Let's hear it.
Walking is good exercise.
Shit.
Although other physical activities can provide a more vigorous workout, walking is easy, requires no special equipment, and is good exercise for most adults. In urban areas, such as Medford, walking can be an excellent alternative to driving or even taking public transportation. Forget the T. Forget the bus.
Forget it.
For example, it's just a little over 2.5 miles from the Tufts campus in Medford to Harvard Square in Cambridge, a distance that could be walked in about 45 minutes by a healthy adult. Walking can get you fresh air, exercise, burn calories, save you money, and with all the inattentive and otherwise impaired drivers on the road, it's safer than riding a bike. A public service message from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Community Radio. Thank you.
No, thank you. I actually used to walk everywhere back home, and now, actually this semester, I Ubered to Alewife. And I was like, what am I doing?
Why?
I don't know why I Ubered to Alewife. I like needed to get something for rugby semi-formal, like a dress. So I went to the nearest TJ Maxx, which is in Alewife. And I felt horrible getting that $5 Uber. I was in it for 10 minutes.
Okay, but if you walked to Davis and took the T to Alewife, it would have been, what, $4.50?
Yeah.
So?
It's not $4.50. It's like... $1.25.
Isn't it two? If you have a trolley card, isn't it $2.25?
$2.25.
Oh yeah,
one way.
Back.
No, $2.25. One way. $2.25.
Oh yeah, no, as in like you'd have to pay for there and back.
Yeah, right. And if you don't have a trolley card, it's $5 round trip.
Yo.
Do you know the story of the trolley card?
No.
Tell us.
All right. So, story of the trolley card goes like this. There's actually a song about this. We should play it.
My grandmother
loves this song. I honestly don't even know what it's called.
Wait, I'm gonna let you tell the story.
It's called like Ride the MBTA or something.
The song tells the story. Yeah, something like that.
Yeah.
The song tells the story, but I can also tell the story in a less concise.
I found it, everyone listeners.
Okay, so that'll be up next.
The girls that I nannied last summer went to summer camp in Northern California, let me just tell you. And they came back from summer camp singing this song about Charlie. And I was so excited to tell them that I went to school right off the MBTA. Like, they were singing about my school town.
Yeah.
And they did not care in the slightest.
Wow.
I really didn't like those
kids,
girls,
man.
Very much, but hopefully they're not listening.
Wait. I was about to then
but you
reveal.
Can't hear me.
this is what this hour is going to turn into, me venting about my summer of nannying.
Wait, no, KB has some great stories.
Yeah, those girls were psychopaths. Okay,
yeah.
Wait, do you
a brief synopsis of the song is that this person Charlie slept through his stop, I believe. And back in the day when you used to have to pay per stop, so like if you went to Alewife, which is only one stop away from Davis, you'd pay a lot less than if you went to like South Station, which is like 8 stops away. So basically he fell asleep, missed a stop, didn't have enough money because you'd pay after you would get off. He didn't have enough money to pay to leave the T, so he just like rode in the streets of, below the streets of Boston forever on the T. And that's
a horrible story.
Yeah, but then, the thing is with the Charlie card is now you just pay one price per ride. So now you just like tap your thing and you're on.
So you're being scammed
if
you're going to Alewife.
Exactly. You're making away like a band-aid if you're going to South Station.
I have a question. Couldn't Charlie have just ridden the T back to the place where he originally started?
Maybe they
would. And then ridden it. Checked it. No, that wouldn't have worked. Yeah, okay. I believe it. Never mind.
This is also just a a legend.
I know, but
I mean, like, truly think he didn't ride the streets of Boston forever.
He could have transferred at Central, where you can go into the other side of the platform inside the T station.
God, Charlie must have been an idiot.
A terrible idiot.
All right.
Let's hear it.
On that note, shall we?
Yeah, the song. Okay. Okay, wait. Here it is.
Try men's souls. In the course of our nation's history, the people of Boston have rallied bravely whenever the rights of man have been threatened. Today, a new crisis has arisen. The Metropolitan Transit Authority, better known as the MTA, is attempting to levy a burdensome tax on the population in the form of a subway fare increase. Citizens, hear me out. This could happen to you.
Let me tell you of the story of a man named Charlie on a tragic and fateful day. He put 10 cents in his pocket, just his wife and family went to ride on the MTA. Well, did he ever return? No, he never returned, and his fate is still unlearned.
What a pity.
He may ride forever neath the streets of Boston. He's the man who never returned. Charlie handed in his dime at the Kendall Square station, and he changed for Jamaica Plain. When he got there, the conductor told him one more nickel. Charlie couldn't get off of that train. But did he ever return? No, he never returned, and his fate is still unlearned. He may ride forever neath the streets of Boston. He's the man who never returned. Now all night long, Charlie rides through the station crying, what will become of me? How can I afford to see my sister in Chelsea or my cousin in Roxbury? But did he ever return? No, he never returned, and his fate is still unlearned. He may ride forever neath the streets of Boston. He's the man who never returned. Charlie's wife goes down to the Scully Square station every day at 2:15. And through the open window she hands Charlie a sandwich as the train comes rumbling through. But did he ever return? No, he never returned, and his fate is still unlearned. He may ride forever neath the streets of Boston. He's the man who never returned. Take it, Davey. Citizens of Boston, don't you think it's a scandal how the people have to pay and pay? Fight the fare increase, vote for George O'Brien, get for Charlie off the MTA. Or else he'll never return, no, he'll never return, and his fate is still unlearned.
Just like Paul.
He may ride forever beneath the streets of Boston. He's the man who'll never return. He's the man who never returned. He's the man who never returned. Hey to Charlie.
So there we have it. That was MTA by the Kingston Trio.
Carol's hair is looking absolutely fabulous right now. It was a quick shuffle to get those headphones on, and it really shows.
Only the utmost dedication to my listeners.
Yeah. We don't want any
dead air.
No dead air.
Shout out to our trainer, Pete.
Pete.
Also my trainer, Haley. Also cool.
Yeah, but they were really emphasized, no dead air.
Yeah, you know, no.
It's bad form.
Yeah. On this freeform radio.
Indeed. I hope that our other co-DJ who couldn't make it tonight because she is at a archaeology... Was she studying? No, she's sleeping.
Sleeping in preparation for...
an archaeology exam, which she has tomorrow.
A true historian.
A true historian.
Yeah.
But she'll be here next week, hopefully. That's Talia Smith or DJ Cyril 2. A lot of imagination went into that.
Yeah.
Naming, definitely no influence from me whatsoever.
Just saying.
Good luck, Talia. Shout out on air.
If you can hear this. Hope you enjoyed that little tune.
It was kind of weird. Do you not think?
Yeah, it was a little weird. Honestly, I kind of vibe that. Like, it was that, like, 40s music?
Maybe? Who knows, honestly.
Yeah.
My grandmother actually made me listen to it. She recommended that song, so I had to play it.
Wait, was this the grandma that I met when over Thanksgiving?
Yes.
Oh, my goodness.
And it's her birthday.
Today?
Whoa!
Honestly, or yesterday?
Unsure.
Oh, wait. Not say that.
Okay.
Grandma.
This is stamped on air now. But okay. It's her 85.
Damn. Yeah. That's not that old.
That's pretty old.
Okay.
I don't know. Sorry.
Your grandma is old.
Sorry.
That little Kate's Boston grandma. Shout out.
Wait, where's your grandma live? In Connecticut or in Rhode Island?
In New Haven, yeah, Connecticut.
In New Haven, okay. In the city.
In the city.
The big city.
My great nan also lived in the big city before she died.
Of New Haven or of New York
not
City?
A big city.
Oh, a big city.
In the UK.
Even the same one. I was aren't you just British through and through?
I actually am 100% British.
What if you're faking this accent right now?
That would be so wild. Actually, there's someone that we know that had a friend who did that for their entire high school experience. Well, not that. I think maybe it wasn't high school, maybe it was middle school. That makes more sense.
Oh, my gosh.
But, yeah, that's crazy. I would love to punk someone like that. It's like an ultimate prank. Wait, I've been saying recently that you should just introduce small inconsistencies into your child's world history when you're educating them. So just, like, throw in a president or, like, misname something really obscure.
Yeah? So what's the benefit of that?
Just
to screw with your kids?
Screw with them, you know, to get them punked.
Punked. And then when they come to you being like, parent, why did you do this to me?
And you'd be like,
punked.
And they never would have got it. You'd be like, got him.
Yeah, with so, that.
With that, we have Nightmare Hippie Girl.
A teen.
By Beck.
With disappointment, I got sucked in the side of her apartment. She's got dried up flowers, flaky skin, a beaded necklace, and a bottle.
The size of Texas. She's a witch. make a living from walking in the woods. You can bet I'd be sitting pretty good, high on a hill, looking at a field downwind. If I can make a nickel off of turning in bass, never worry about the price of gas. I've been wheeling and dealing and sitting there reeling them in. Hunting, fishing, loving every day. That's the prayer that a country boy prays. Thank God he made me this way. Hunting and fishing and loving every day. Early in the morning, late in the evening, I'm getting red dirt rich and Flint River paid. Hunting, fishing, and loving every day. I get a little farm pond buzz, sound of gravel when I'm backing up, pulling a string on a 9.92 stroke Murphy. I love it when my baby wants to roll with me, throws her boots on, climbs in a tree, tucking her hair in my hat and she's ready to go. And we get to hunting, fishing, loving every day. That's the prayer that a country boy prays. Thank God he made me this way. Hunting and fishing and loving every day. Early in the morning, late in the evening, I'm getting red dirt rich and Flint River paid. Hunting and fishing and loving every day. Y'all are up there breathing in that old dirty air. I'll be down here knee deep in the muck of lake. Hunting and fishing, loving every day. I wanna see them tall pines sway. Close them eyes, let's go there in our mind. Hunting and fishing and loving every day. That's the prayer this country boy prays. Thank God he made.